Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast number 47. This is Pat Iyer talking with you in Iyer's Insights about why you should be in control of your website. Legal nurse consultants can maintain their own websites using WordPress. In the not-so-good old days, when I first started working online, it took months to get a website done. My first website was online in 1996. This is what used to happen. The LNC wrote the text for an article and then emailed the file to the developer. The LNC patiently waited for the work to be performed, or maybe impatiently. The LNC heard the work would be done in a day or two, or maybe a week, and then the work got done by the developer. The LNC noticed that the format was off, there was a typo, or the technical people did not understand what she wanted or he wanted, therefore the job was not really done. The LNC started the process all over again, and then wrote a check to the webmaster, and then saw another change that needed to be made. Talk about a hassle. The unfortunate part of this is that it still continues today for some people. Maybe you know someone like you. Maybe you know that person a little too well. Is your LNC website designed so that you can take charge? You can make changes? Or are you tied to a webmaster for every little change? Or you don't have a website for your business? There is certainly a better way to have the website that you want, when you want it, and how you want it. If you want something done, you have to do it yourself. Yes, you can create content for a site. After all, who knows better what to go on a website than you? There's no need for a middleman to charge you a lot of money when it won't be right the first time. You can create it in other sites if you want. Using a tool called WordPress, you can take control of your website. It is a lot easier than you think. If you listen to Deborah Lloyd's podcast on website security, which was LNP 46, you know the crucial importance of making sure a knowledgeable person sets up your site so it's safe from hackers. Once your site is created and secured, you can easily maintain it using the features of WordPress. Why should you be using WordPress for your website? I've mentioned it a few times to you. WordPress is easy to use. Every LNC business needs to have a website today. That is a known fact. An important part of having a website is being able to easily add, change and delete content that's on the site. WordPress allows all of these things to be done easily and quickly. If you can use a word processor, you can be using WordPress. Point two, you'll enjoy the flexibility of themes and plugins. You can customize your website to look and feel just about any way you want by using something called a theme. Themes are like skins that can change the layout, the colors, the design, and the fonts while maintaining the existing content on the site. Plugins are little pieces of code, like little programs or apps that you can add to WordPress, and it will customize the functionality that your WordPress site performs. There are hundreds of thousands of free themes and plugins, as well as countless others that are premium themes and premium plugins that you have to pay for. Point three, WordPress is scalable. your site can grow with you as you grow. There's little chance that you'll create a site big enough that WordPress cannot handle. I know personally on my Legal Nurse Consulting website, I had close to 800 pages with no chance of running out of space. Scalability means that you can get bigger and bigger and WordPress just handles it. Some sites that run WordPress are companies you've heard of, like CNN, The New York Times, Mashable, and TechCrunch. Point four, WordPress is not just a place to blog. There was a misunderstanding when people started to become familiar with WordPress, thinking it was only a blog. Since the initial days, you can now create a website that looks like your traditional website without even having to have a blog, although I do recommend that you have a blog. The choice is yours. Point five, Google loves WordPress. Google loves sites created with WordPress for a couple of reasons. First, the way WordPress is written, Google can easily search the content, which helps indexing your website. Also, every time you add content, the search engines are notified so they can come and index your site. If that's not enough, with proper search engine optimization and the addition of some free plugins, you can get your site to rank higher much easier. One thing I must stress, your website should reflect what makes you unique. It should not look like every other website and should not repeat the same tired old content. Do you know why not having a unique website hurts your business? Do you have a cookie cutter website? Many LNC websites have identical information on them. The only page that can be changed is about the business owner. Plus, the color schemes and graphics look different. Ask yourself, how does that make me stand out? How does that highlight my talents, my areas of expertise, my skills, and my personality? The answer is it doesn't. It's time to take a look at your website and see how you can improve it. You say, someone else is in charge of my website. I have a webmaster. When I want to make a change, he charges me. Ask yourself, who should own your website and have the ability to make changes? Answer, you. Do I have your attention? WordPress is a popular software for blogging, and before it came about, it was common for webmasters to create websites, charge each business owner for a virtually identical design, load it with identical content, and not permit the owner to have control of it. This is still happening today. I know this territory. I started my first website in 1996, as I mentioned, and I paid my webmaster to set it up and maintain a total of four websites. It was great for him. He loved the work. He's also my son, so it gave us a chance to engage, plan, and fix. But it became evident that it was not effective or efficient to maintain this model. I convinced him to convert the sites from Dreamweaver to WordPress. Now I maintain them, and I consult with him only when I'm stumped. Why would I want to be able to add new material to my site, you ask? Search engines love ever-changing content. They reward sites with higher search engine rankings. One of the hottest trends in marketing is the use of content marketing. This is a broad term that refers to creating content to attract your target market. We talked about this in LNP 6 called Relationship Marketing, How to Develop Know, Like, and Trust Factors. What do you add to your site to demonstrate your expertise and attract attorney visitors? Suppose critical care nursing is your area of expertise. How many topics can you write about to show what you know? What do attorneys need to know about your specialty? Here's a right off the top of my head list. I'm not a critical care nurse. You could write about how do self-extubations occur? How does the stress of the critical care unit contribute to medical errors? What sensations does a patient have who's on a ventilator? What's ideal staffing in the ICU? What's a handoff and why is it important? Why do critical care nurses turn off alarms? Ideally, you're adding new content to your site once or twice a week. You can't achieve the goal of fresh content on your site every week if you have to pay somebody to make minor changes or load a blog or a new article. Okay, you say, but adding content to a website must be complicated. Actually, no, once you learn a few basics. If you can type and insert a picture of the right size, you can use WordPress. If you're not in control of your website, I hope I have encouraged you by showing you how you can use WordPress and take back control. Be sure to download your free website security resources, which Deborah Lloyd is providing to you at http://wp-webworks.com/LNPSS. That address again is http://wp-webworks.com/LNPSS. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at LNCAcademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at LNCCEU.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. Thanks for listening today. I've enjoyed talking about websites and look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.